Welcome back, Bone Breakers and Grave Rakers, to another Necrotic Rise and Raise Dead episode of Undead Men Roll No Crits. This is your Grave Knight Owl Patrick here, and burning the Midnight Mausoleum oil lamps with me this week are your Weekend at Bernie's style players and my friends, Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler.
Hey.
Ahoy.
I have no idea what the theme of this episode is.
you'll never guess. Stop guessing. Stop it right now. Yeah,
it's Weekend at Bernie's too.
Yes. What put an entire intro based on the voodoo involved in that, and Chucky is also voodoo.
Is that a voodoo thing?
All kinds of voodoo in 80s movies.
That's when the chant that he uses to transfer his soul, he learned from like a voodoo priest, I believe, is the origins.
Chucky's a voodoo doll. Pretty much. Right? Do you guys have a feeling where you know this episode is going to start from that intro, perhaps? Because I'll tell you right now, you're wrong. Dead wrong. Undead wrong.
Like pretty much like right where we left off.
Incorrect, because this week's episode starts on the deck of the orc vessel known as Regair's Razor, quietly cutting through a cove on the edge of northern Sodden Lands. Its crew of green-skinned sailors with a few browner-skinned dromars kind of worked in there. They're all in silence. We watch as this vessel works its way forward, creaking and moaning as the bow seems to warm in the cavernous waters here. There's plants and cobwebs falling down as it enters a cave. Its ceiling above, kind of the vines caressing the ship's rigging as it goes. And here we see a young Sharga standing on the bow, her eyes peeled, trying to penetrate the near darkness as the captain maybe comes up, puts a hand on her shoulder and whispers,
"It must have left here. We would have been attacked by now. Crew, make ready the dinghies to search this cavern. The treasure hoard will be enough to retire on 10 times if it's as big as they say."
Indeed, as he calls out to his crew, you see him light a large torch. And as he does, a figure rises out of the water. A giant black head, the size of a bull, attached to a thick tree trunk of ebony scales and sinewy neck. Half the crew didn't even get a chance to croak out a yell as they are all coated with a blast of acid, their flesh melting as they slump to the deck. Chaos breaks out aboard the ship as fires catch all around. The form of the dragon rising out of the water, creating a canopy of death above the vessel. Sharga, splattered with the acid, runs the length of the ship with fellow crewmates already dead on the ground as she passes. She avoids a massive swipe of a claw that would have cut the main mast in half. Instead, takes out the ship's surgeon and cook. And she watches a trio of her crew fire arrows in vain, too stubborn to run to save their lives. As we watch, Sharga leaps off the back of the ship. She heard the sound of timber splintering as she dove in, maybe bones snapping like twigs, the iron jaws of a black dragon. And now we jump forward.
Okay, so I was wrong.
We started a few years back, but now we are once more in the sea caves of Lucrehold after you all took on both a poisonous Norgorberite, then the last fight you had a number of undead liches, lichies?
Lichen?
That's plural. The plural is lichdom.
It's just lich.
And undead bone creatures last week. Yeah, as you guys are moving forward here, is everyone okay? Have you suffered too much in the way of these last few fights?
Absolutely not. I am not okay.
I forget if we had healed up last time or not.
I'm drained three.
No.
Drained three is not something that just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we healed up before the last fight, but then we fought again, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm drained three too.
Did we end up getting into the sarcophagi and getting cool stuff? I forget.
Great question. No. I don't remember if I had anything specifically for the sarcophagi, but I will double check.
Because, I mean, if we already killed the guy and we've already, like, suffered the curse, we might as well get the treasure at this point.
The Lich Lord that you fought himself did indeed have a couple things that I don't think I did put in the pirate's booty. Not sure if they're of great use to you guys, but a +2 greater striking grievous battle axe. I'll put that in the loot here.
That sounds cool.
It's hard for me to see.
I actually don't see that in the loot.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think I mentioned it, but didn't copy it. Grievous, when etched into the weapon, when you roll a critical hit, it gains the critical hit specialization, and you gain an additional benefit depending on the weapon group. For an axe, you can damage a third creature with the same restrictions. So it's kind of increases the sweeping for the axe critical. And what else did he have?
Seems like an excellent addition to our collection.
I was about to say, I can't see that without thinking of Star Wars. Way to ruin a word, George Lucas. Absolutely ruin. He also had on him a 7th level wand of manifold missiles. Chat. Simple one here. Another wand of wall of force. Simple wand of wall of force. Sharga, is the axe something you'd be interested in taking along with you?
Can I carry both it and my existing great axe?
In your hands?
No, just like on my back.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take it with me.
Okay.
I feel like I don't often find myself in situations where I have three people that I can even reach. Even two is unusual, so.
It'll happen. It'll happen eventually. We've got.
We'll see.
A couple more episodes, right, to this podcast. Right. So the crypts of Lugerhold give way as you kind of climb down to sea caves. That is where we find ourselves in actuality here at the beginning of this week's episode. On a small kind of inlet overlooking this large sea cavern, indeed a great amount of kind of mist clings to the air and darkness down here. There's seemingly no natural light that you can see from here. But as you move forward along the beach, you see a short dock with a short boat that would allow you to get around down here. The waters are not super deep close to the shore. They're maybe, 3 or 4 feet deep, but it does seem to get a little deeper, this cavern, as you look forward as far as perhaps your dark vision or your light goes. Fairly murky waters, and they lap very slowly against the beach here. If you guys recall.
Hold on. Did we already cover? Did we heal up? Are we still drained 3? What drained, anything we can do about it?
Drained holds until you rest up, I'm pretty sure.
Like full rest.
Yeah, you need a full rest and then it goes down by 1. So
we would have to sleep here for 3 nights to get rid of drain 3.
I mean, I mean, if we slept here, if we were able to sleep for 1 night, which I don't think we can.
No.
If we were able to sleep for 1 night, I could prep some restorations and such, but I don't have those right now. So.
Yeah, and we don't have the time. Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we're just rolling with drained. Can we at least get hit points back?
Yeah, let's see. Why don't we do a medicine check?
I'm like 100 down personally.
Yeah, why don't we do a medicine check for everybody and see how that goes, and then we'll get into spells. So where's my +34? So let's go for, what should I do? Let's do DC 40. Let's do DC 40. I think we should do DC 40.
That seems high.
Be bold.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So that means to do 2d6, or sorry, 2d8. Wait. Oh, no. That's right. I forgot. I have that thing where I just do the maximum. Right. And what is it? Is it magic hands? Is that what I have? Magic hands. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, so it's 16 plus 40 is 56 hit points back to everybody. So how's everybody doing now?
I'm full.
Oh, that was for everybody?
Yes, yes. Everyone gets 56.
That's pretty incredible. Oh. I am down 50 now.
Okay, you're still down 50.
I'm full.
If we don't want to take another 10 minutes while we're just down here by this boat, I can get you back to full, pretty confident. So, or at least pretty close, because I can definitely hit you with a DC 30, which would be 46 hit points back.
Well, I was rounding up to 50. It's like more like 40.
Okay. Yeah. Are we cool taking 10 more minutes?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Then, okay. On DC, I guess I said DC 30. So okay. So then that would be a critical success. So it'd be 30 plus 32. So 52 hit points back.
Sweet. I'm very much back to full. Thank you.
Thank you, Healbot.
That's You're what
the
I do.
Best.
I'm the best. I'm the best at the game.
You really make my Starfinder Mystic look pathetic.
I mean, it's a level 18 cleric, so.
Just wait to get to the Starfinder 2E Mystic. It seems so broken.
So broken.
Meanwhile,
Fatality Network is on another level.
Yeah, no. Starfinder 2E Mystic can play you a personal ringtone, cosmically composed ringtone to heal you.
Pretty great.
Love it.
The power of music.
I forgot to look. What is the range of that? Is it cell phone reception?
Oh, man. Right, you can just like call them.
They need to go ahead and release this Starfinder second edition that they've been talking about all this time.
Is that really how it works? I don't think I realized that was the flavor text.
I don't.
Yeah, it's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's called motivating ringtone, and it's like the person who you're casting it on has to have like a personal comm unit, something that can play music into their ear.
It says that it plays a cosmically composed theme song specifically for that person. Mm-hmm.
It's adorable.
Oh, yeah. Starfinder is so silly.
Yeah, back to this super depressing pirate story. Yeah. Let's go.
In 2E, it would be like, motivating minstrels. You summon a band of minstrels that play your personal theme song.
Over and over and over again. It's a minstrel cycle.
There are six minstrels.
I want to point out that we're a couple weeks ahead. So we just had Janice in the Discord agreeing with you guys that they said, Seth and Jabert, you're right. If my GM threw that BS golem at me, I'd be very upset.
Editing
that episode, it did not catch half of my nearly hysterical laughing. Like wheezing so hard, I just like stop making noise. So,
yeah, you go silent when you're laughing really hard, and people listening probably can't tell that you're laughing and not. Yeah.
Well, when I laugh that hard, I literally like black out for a minute, and then I like come back, and I'm like, "Where am I? Oh, I'm recording a podcast right now." My goodness, Seth saying no, just got me good. Right, so if you guys are rested up, continue down. You can smell sea air in this cavern, and astute listeners and or players will probably realize that you guys are very close to the A-team that came in from the other direction.
I was going to say, yes, we're very close to the ocean, I bet. Yes, I am astute.
Well, that too. So yeah, what would you guys like to do here? You see a large body of water between you and perhaps another shore somewhere in the distance. You can only see about yay far before the kind of mist and darkness takes over here. Maybe you see some like far off lights, like little oil lamps in the distance there, but they don't seem to illuminate much.
Can I use crafting to sense motive on the boat?
Oh, you've heard of the boat monster before, have you?
Yeah. I keep a little water under the boat for the boatman.
It is very...
Oh my gosh, I am so happy that Carter Vale is blowing up as much as he is.
Oh, yeah.
Sings that song all the time. It's so nice to me. Like, he shared the TikTok with me, and I was like, why? Like, why do you think this is so funny? I don't get it. But yeah,
we're kobolds. We keep a little water under the boat for the boatman.
I was about to say, I with my crazy ADHD addled brain, cannot stop singing it incorrectly and say, keep a little pillow under my dirt for the dirt man. It's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
But it makes me very happy to think about just shoveling dirt onto a pillow. A little pillow, too.
There's a, he also has the one about aliens.
He's got a lot of good stuff, yeah.
There's if you just browse through his shorts, he has a lot of, and they're all catchy is the thing. Like, every song is super tasty outside of the amazing lyrics, but I like his one about aliens because he says that he thinks that, that he could beat aliens because they don't know karate, because karate was invented on Earth.
Yep.
He also doesn't know karate, but he thinks he could learn it.
He could learn it easier than he's at least he's at least familiar with the concept.
They wouldn't see the chop coming.
No,
there's an online meme going around about aliens like devastating Earth and still being amazed that the like evolved monkey with like his guts hanging out is still like ready to beat up the alien. Like, humans are like so diehard they're willing to like punch.
There's a subreddit about that. I think it's humans are space orcs.
Yeah.
I need to find that so bad.
Yeah.
Right. So what would you guys like to do? How are you crossing? The boat is old. It's very old, probably a 100 years, but it looks like it is made of a very expensive wood and still seems to be retaining water.
Well, Patrick, you put some stuff in my head with the intro today. So not the intro, but the, you know, preamble to the episode. Is Sharga reminded of her previous encounter with the dragon?
I mean,
like every time you get on a boat, you're like, oh God, it's going to happen again.
Well, I mean, it is a dark cavern. They can't see in front of them. They don't know what is in the shadows. And Sharga has a very traumatic experience where all of her friends died after, you know, going in to search a very similar cavern, I imagine. So,
yeah, no, the intro and the preview scene, they just happen to come up in the rotation. They are not really related.
Yeah, totally irrelevant.
But
to the
just
story.
So happens.
What a bluff check!
You all your friends died in a very similar sea cavern, a cavernous sea cove, just like this one.
Suspiciously similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the same one. That was hundreds and hundreds of miles away, but very. Very.
Yeah, but it's the same kind of situation, right? Like, we can't see the end of the cavern. We don't know what is hiding, what might be hiding in the shadows. Maybe nothing.
What lurks beneath the water?
Maybe treasure.
Well, put some water under the boat for the boatman.
One thing I know.
Seth already said that.
I know.
Oh, Tyler said it first.
I'm saying it again. I think it's a good idea. I think we should put some water under that boat.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but Oz is going to draw his rapier and his wand, and he's just going to gently lift up off of the ground.
Oh.
And you see, he will fly. That is how he will cross the water.
Well, I'm not suspicious of the boat. I'm suspicious of the cavern. Right?
I know.
But Kovic, like, starts, like, plodding into the boat, and he's, like, mumbling. He's like, when did everybody in this party get wings of flight or something?
Well, Sharka can only do it when she's mad.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I can rage currently, so I am wingless as well.
Insult her mom or something.
I was about to say, pick a fight with Sharga, somebody.
Yeah, so I need to fly. Make me mad.
I've got airwalk. That sounds like that's fun.
Oh, it's like that. Oh, it's like that Mystery Men. When he's like thinking about quitting, and it's like, I just don't feel really mad. And they're like, well, you have a lot to be mad about. And they just start insulting him.
If you walk close enough to the water surface, it's just water walk, you know. You don't need to pretend like you have both.
I mean, I don't know. I'll get in the boat. I'll get in the boat. But I mean,
solidarity purposes.
I mean, boat seems like a fine place to be. You know.
Sure.
Yeah, I like boat.
How much cavern is above?
How much boat is beneath?
It rises up, starting about 30 feet close to the shore that you're on, but seems to continue to raise higher than that. Ooh. To where you won't be able to see the ceiling.
Okay. So Sharga is going to insist on being in the front of the boat because she's not going to hang back the way she did before and have all of her friends be killed in front of her. If anyone's going to die, it's going to be Sharga.
And I
agree.
And they're going to die behind her this time.
Does she voice this?
I'm not sure how. I don't think Sharga knows how to express her feelings or talk about her past. But I think same, if you Sharga, are same. An intuitive sort of person, you might sense some nervousness, anxiety on Sharga's face.
It's a very odd thing to be so specific about.
Insisting on the heaviest person in the party, I assume, to be in the front of the boat. Yeah, and also, I will not be rowing with an oar. I will be rowing with my great axe. So, just so I'm ready.
Yeah,
Kovic muddles under his breath.
Well, the salt water damages the metal.
I make it.
Kovic is like the
sentry. You can craft me a new one, Kovic.
I think if you got the runes, I think they keep it pretty good, right? I think the runes keep it kind of like magically sealed.
It'd still kind of just be like, I know it's not doing. I know it's not doing any damage, right? We all have things like that. We're like, oh, I know that's not technically wrong, but like it still gets at it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like drinking blood. You know, it's like, I know you can do it, but like, I'm like, oh, mom, not again.
That was exactly what I had that I just couldn't vocalize. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was thinking much more innocuous, like dog-earing pages in a book.
Like dog blood? Oh, yeah, I know, for real. Come on, mom. I'm done with this.
There's not a lot of like things about my wife that I was like, I could fix her before we got married, but dog-earing books was one of them. I was like, oh, you're going to get broke of that habit or we will not work. One of my least favorite things. And at some point we commingled our book collection. I was just like, I can tell which ones are mine because they have zero. I barely creased the spine. I have problems.
I've seen Patrick Reed. He uses like a telescope to look inside of the book from like 40 feet away. And then he whispers the words under his breath.
Is absolutely perfect. And I just look how hard it is. I'm just keeping it open at like,
that's a pretty big degree. I will say that's a wide book that allows for some protective spine. So if you got a genie wish, you would wish for X-ray vision just so you didn't have to open the book, period, right? You're just like, now the book.
I don't think it works like that. Touched. I don't think it works like that, Tyler.
Yeah,
I think right. So Sharga's in the front, Kovic middle, also counter.
Yeah, I guess I'm rowing. Yeah, I'm rowing.
Well, Sharga's helping out. I feel like she's definitely
with Max. Yeah.
Right. So are you just forging ahead through the mist, through the darkness?
Sharga would like to veer as much toward the dock. Can we see the other dock, or is that obscured as well?
I think if you have dark vision, you
can certainly see the dark.
You can tell that there is one over there. Yes.
Okay. I would recommend that we straight shot it to the dock. Don't even worry about it.
What if there's nothing in the water and like we've just been sitting here for like 30 minutes being like, how are we going to get across this?
Oh, I'm sure there is nothing in the water except for a huge treasure trove that we have just bypassed because Patrick made it so scary.
Probably that too.
As you cross, there's debris. This small inlet cave water here. Indeed, a small ripple kind of appears off to your starboard side.
Yep.
Right side of the ship.
Mm-hmm. Right side.
Boat right.
Yes. Yeah, I think I was right that time. 50-50 chance. So.
Yeah.
Here, kind of like in the middle of the map. And indeed, you sense a very, very large form pushing water upwards from where it lies beneath.
What lies beneath?
Oh, we're about to find out here. Let's roll into the initiative turn order. Right as you get close. Right as you get nice and close.
Oh, man.
Natural one on initiative.
All right,
my anxiety
guys, let's see what kind of day it's going to be.
Oh, but I also rolled a natural one? Oh, man.
This is our time. He rolled a one.
Don't love that. But yes, indeed. It doesn't look so much like it's swimming to the surface as it kind of floats up as if buoyant, and you see what looks like massive fins at first, but you realize these are wings.
Maybe wings.
Fleshless wings, just the skeletal arches of what looks like a gargantuan set of wings. And then afterwards, an extremely long, like boa constrictor-like spine of bony arches that kind of lift out of the water. I'll show you what you're working with here. It's this fungi. It's a draconic form. A mushroom?
Yeah, you called him a fungi.
It's a fungi.
Oh, boy.
That's a mycology joke.
Oh, it's only like the 80th time that's been made on this podcast, I feel like. Every time.
I make it again.
Did they actually say fungi?
Yeah. You said this fun guy.
Oh, this. Oh,
thank
yeah.
Thank you for backing me up on this.
Well, I thought you were talking about like I said mushrooms or, you know, fungi, yeah. You know?
He's
my fun little guy. Yeah, that's
the great injustice, Rebecca, about all this is that when he goes to edit it, he's going to cut out anywhere where he mentions
the fungi.
Yeah. Mushrooms. So it's just going to be you sounding like a crazy person.
He does it all the time.
I have so much power.
I don't have the evidence, but I'm collecting a portfolio.
I mean, I would totally have the evidence if I listened to this podcast.
Right, so that is what you see, and indeed a large bone daddy dragon, about 30 feet long, and probably, if it were to stand up out of the water, 20 feet tall. It is not out of the water yet fully, but you see it coming to the surface as we have rolled an initiative turn order, and Ozzy, you are first up. See this thing way below the water as it's literally just using buoyancy to get to the top here.
But I still see it under the water.
It gets to the top of the water and your turn starts. Oh. It's not okay. Fully raised out, but it's not in cover yet.
I think I'm going to fling some magic at it. Let's see. Third level and every level. Just trying to think of what this means. So...
What spell are you looking at?
It's not a spell.
Oh.
It's my wand. The one that I have to shake and...
like a shake weight. You gotta get the magic that's stuck on the bottom of the jar.
Yeah, yeah. There's the magic.
Well, you gotta hit it on the 57.
All the magic is in the handle of the wand. So, gosh. It's a dice of damage for first level, third level, and every two levels after that. So basically, I guess, like, just half our level, right?
Yep.
So that'd be nine dice. Yes, it needs to make a basic reflex save against my class DC, which is 39.
Reflex save.
Stupid good dice rolls.
39?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, save. Just saved on a 13.
Okay. So we're going to roll. I'm doing the super powerful one because I don't see a reason not to do it.
Yeah. It's a Dagon.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's 14 fire damage after reduction from save. That's lame.
14.
A lot of twos and some
one in there. Fortunately, it doesn't look like much of that is getting through as you're singeing the bones that have just come out of the water, perhaps. But steam rises up where you've blackened some of the wings here. I forgot.
Fire doesn't seem to be doing much. You know what?
It did not.
I should have. Wow, I did this. I did this turn completely out of order, actually, now that I think about it.
Do you want to do something else? You have another action,
no.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to do. I want to open up by using esoteric lore on it. I don't know why I didn't do that first.
Yes, success.
Okay, success. So there is something that I have not been doing this entire time that Oz has been a thaumaturge, which really just kind of too bad that I haven't been doing it. But essentially, I have breached defenses. So you know how like I'll find the weakness or like if it has a resistance, like a physical resistance.
Yes,
I can ignore a physical resistance.
Oh, that's quite nice.
We've not been doing that this whole time.
Yep.
Who's the wizard?
With your success, you would just get weaknesses here. Is that correct?
Complicated class. Reveal yourself.
Unlock your mysteries, Thaumaturge.
Yes, I learn its highest weakness.
Would that be weakness bludgeoning damage? Weakness
weak to bludgeoning. Very interesting. In
bludgeoning, yeah.
Okay, so I can somehow make it so that, like, how about I make the glob of fire like solid? Like there's some substance to the fire. Like there's some
that's called lava.
Some thick oil or something, so it has more of a punchiness to it when it hits. So I can take advantage of that weakness at least. Hopefully,
that's fire. That's Tyler's porn name, but two C's. Thick oil.
Thick. Why thick oil?
He knows why. Can you? So, yeah. I forgot to do this as well here, but can you make me a will save? As it's. It also has a, like many of dragons, a frightful presence that I'll need everyone.
I can roll a will save.
Actually, why doesn't everyone do it now so we don't forget anybody?
Frightful presence, will save.
What kind of effect is this?
Frightful presence is a mental fear, emotion thing. Yeah, going on. All right, Kovic. Kovic's good. Kovic's apparently real.
It's a fear effect. Okay.
Real good.
I'm going to roll.
Barbie is super good.
I'm going to re-roll.
Yeah, you roll a 3. I think you can do
okay.
better.
Okay.
Oh, you did.
It's one of those days.
Oh, boy.
4.
Oh, boy.
Do I need to re-roll? You can't tell me.
I usually success. Choose not to.
Okay.
No one's ever asked nicely, so I have never offered that information freely.
I'm very nice.
Yeah, but you didn't ask.
Can you please tell me, would I succeed with a 37?
I'd probably re-roll that if I were you.
All right.
It's a 9. You can do better.
38.
You did do better. Hey, technically, I was correct. You did do better.
So here's a fun collision of rules here for you, Patrick. Uh-huh. So when I roll a success on a will save, I get a critical success instead. Mm-hmm. When I roll a critical failure on a will save, I get a failure instead. Mm-hmm. However, this whole time, it hasn't come up a lot with Oz. He has Dragon's Presence.
Oh.
Which means that whenever he rolls a success against a fear effect, it's a critical success. Which is great, early levels maybe. However, when you roll a fail against a fear effect, it's a critical failure instead. So does it
go back down and then back up again?
That's the thing, is like I have a suspicion that this is a critical failure.
Ah.
And like, it is not a critical failure, the 33. But yeah, I think it would just count as a failure. And
even though I have the dragon's presence, it's still just a regular failure.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your call.
Well, I feel like if one makes you critically fail and one makes your critical fail a fail, I think they would
kind of cancel each other out a little bit.
Yeah, same thing with kind of a luck and a curse kind of
effect. It's basically just a feat that is no longer useful at this point, essentially.
I thought it made his success a critical success, but his failure a critical failure. But it can't make his
critical failure. Yes, but I also have a class feature that makes it so that any critical failures on a will save are a regular failure instead.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Which is a higher level ability.
I mean, this is like just a couple of Brighton points here. So, Sharga, frightened 2.
Was that Aussie, a fail?
Frightened 2. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
And 2 critical successes from Kovic and Bartleby. Way to go, guys.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Nothing on a critical success.
Good job rolling higher numbers, guys.
A minute.
Yeah. Good work.
That's what I'm good at.
I feel like frightful presence of like dragons in like first edition was like minutes. it's not that bad in second edition. I mean, it can be pretty bad if you get hit with that critical fail, but right, that will take us to Bartleby's turn, right?
Oh, it's me. Right. Okay. Right. So. We got a Dargan. Ooh, let's see. Where's Sharga in this initiative order? Pretty low. Yeah. I think I'm going to go ahead and put... First thing I'm going to do is I want to roll for knowledge on this thing, if I can.
Religion.
Religion, perfect. I'm legendary at that. 32. What?
Your bonus, 32?
Yeah.
32, you say?
32.
Yes. This is, of course, a skeletal dragon. You can tell that right away. It is held together with necrotic energy. But I think that is enough to also know these are the skeletal remains of a black horned dragon. And what would you like to know about it?
Let's see. So we've already picked up some information about it being weak to, it's got those brittle bones. So I guess I'd like to know, so it's skeletal. Is it undead?
I've already gone over that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very much like religion, Jack, so. It's held together with necromancy.
Right, necromancy. Right, yeah.
Necromancy.
I mean, I suppose, I guess it's dealer's choice, you know, if there's some piece of relevant information you think would be helpful.
For you, let's see. Suppose it could affect you, maybe, trying to move or not. It has a magical breath weapon. I don't know if is that useful for you?
Yeah. Why don't you just tell me? Yeah, you can tell me about the breath weapon. That sounds good. Might affect the way we position ourselves or something.
Yeah, see? It has a acidic, toxic cloud effect that is conical, not the stream of regular black dragon. Mm-hmm. And I think besides knowing that is reflex based, it also has after it uses the ability, an effect called miasma, which it exudes kind of acid rain around it after it has used the ability.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that because it's immediately going to do that, but it is probably going to do that very soon. What else would you like to do with your turn?
So I can. So I just realized I could actually do that as a reaction with ability focus spell. Yeah. So
okay.
I'll spend a focus point to do that. Trigger being when I roll initiative. So, which is good because I need to scoot forward a smidge, and I'm going to tag Sharga with airwalk. I say,
Oh.
Interesting.
Get out the boat. I'll push you out the boat.
I thought Bartleby would be airwalking his way away from this boat. That will bring us to Govic then.
Weapon out, hunted prey, gravity weapon. Next.
Oh, everyone has been very kind to stay within a conical shape because it is this undead dragon's turn next. Bum, bum, bum. Despite rolling a one, everyone make me a reflex save. Just FYI, we're looking for a very similar save compared to the one we just rolled. And
I like Seth, how I'm just good. Like
Seth, these dice trying to kill you, man.
The last five episodes, I can't roll. I don't know what the deal is.
Dice want you dead, boy. Okay, let me roll a bunch of D6. 18 D6.
I mean, I am also frightened 2 and drained 3, which is affecting affecting my rolls.
Yeah, you and me both, we're really struggling here.
You rolled double digits at least, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's true.
Does anybody have any special effects for reflex saves?
Let me see. Do I have
any dodges, any evasions? Because it's looking like a couple fails, a couple of successes with our drained folks failing and the non, once again, this time not critically succeeding, but succeeding with Kovic and Bartleby.
Kovic has evasion, so that's going to be 0.
How is 31 there you not go. A critical failure?
I don't know, man. It's season 41, I guess. Is the math there?
That's good.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, it is 80 points of acid damage. Not a single one. How is this possible? Not a single one or two in 18d6?
Yeah, you rolled bananas.
I've statistically, won the lottery, basically, on this. All fours through sixes on 18d6. 80 points of acid, 40 on the half, and Kovic taking a big fat goosey.
Wait, who took full? Me?
Yes. Well, okay. I mean, I imagine you have some acid resistance, but
not currently because I'm not raging yet. Although I am raging now because I took damage.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Oh boy.
Wait, does that take effect when before the damage happens or after the damage happens?
That's a good question. After?
Yeah, because it's a reaction to taking damage.
Yeah, it's a reaction to taking damage.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Doop, doop. Need to figure out what that is.
I was wondering if it was like as a reaction to being hit, but before the damage applies.
Okay. And what else do I need to do for its turn? I think it just kind of rights itself in the water. So it's about half out of the water, half in. You see it kind of floating in some parts, but seems to be held on to something solid underneath the water here. That is its turn. Sharga, we're on to you.
Okay. It's not a pretty situation for Sharga, but she is raging now. And through her rage, she is somewhat blinded that her eyes have turned bright red as they usually do. But for Sharga, in her mind, this is not a skeletal dragon that is before her. This is the black dragon, the very black dragon that killed all of her brothers and sisters before in her past. And she is not going to let that happen again. Despite the fact that she is scared out of her mind, she is going to... I guess I can walk across water. I don't even have to get my wings out anymore. I'm just going to walk across the water.
She had wings. Aw, beans.
I got my great axe.
Well, you're saving her an action.
Yeah, right, you now. Saved yeah, an yeah. action. That's... And I've got my great axe already out and am going to saunter up to it across the water and strike at it with my great axe.
Well, first things first, it is going to try and bite you as you come close to it. And... in doing so, or miss.
That's good.
Well, actually, you tell me your armor class now. It might be a hit with the dragon.
Your armor class goes
it's
down
currently very low. Yeah. It is currently a 37.
37 is just a hit. Wow. Oh, boy. Two on the dice. Let's go.
That's going to be one of them episodes.
Let's go.
It already is one of those episodes for me, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's crazy. That means he's critting on 12s and higher.
Oh, I do have acid resistance now, so that's good.
Well, this is 32 points of flashing damage.
Slashing, not piercing? I have piercing and acid resistance.
Sorry, it's jaws. You're right, Rebecca. I might have rolled the wrong dice, but 32 points of piercing. And because only its jaws have... attack of opportunity, right? And that is also gonna mean, we'll see.
Hold on, I also have temporary hit points, right?
Typically
4 plus 18, so 22.
Okay. Continue on with your actions. You're making a strike.
Yes, I'm going to strike at it with my great axe.
That we waft.
Wilson a rage. 47 to hit.
That's it.
Good. That does 41 slashing damage.
Okay. Not all that getting through, but a good amount of it is. A very good amount of it is.
Better than acid. I'm pretty sure it's, you know, going to be resistant to acid, so I'm going to try that. Okay, and I have quick strike, so I get another strike. It's 44 to hit.
It's another hit.
Oh, good. That does 61 slashing.
Oh, you rolled pretty well on those damage dice. I can see an 11, an 11, and a 10 there. Boy, howdy. Okay. I'm sorry, you had a quickened strike, so you've only used two regular actions, right? Move and attack.
Is that right? I moved and attacked. Yeah, because I didn't have to use my rage wings. Sorry. Forget about that.
Third here attack? Or oh, okay.
Yeah, 25.
All right.
Womp womp. You've
discovered the third attack. 5 is not going to do it. Ending your turn here. Give me another reflex save as acid rain drops from this thing's wings all around you. All right, that's fail. Wait, no. That is a critical fail on its...
Was that only for her, or...?
Yeah, seems to be within its kind of... its wings reach around it. And this is a lot less damage, so...
Stinky wings.
But you get hit with a big old globule acid for 24 points of acid damage. This is a basic save, right? Yeah, basic save. Okay, that is your turn, I imagine. Frightened goes down 1. Boop.
Oh, that's nice.
Turn to Ozzy.
Yes. Got it. I'm just going to assume that this thing has 15-foot reach. I'm just going to guess.
Sorry, use its pack of opportunity.
Yeah, but I'm
worried about
that.
I'm
not about to. I mean, I guess I am technically about to.
You're not trying to get munched.
I don't really want to get munched, but I don't really have a lot of very effective ways of engaging otherwise. So what I will do is I'll just, let me see if I can do this real quick. Here we go. Aussie 2. We're going to reflect an Aussie up next to the dragon. And because I have Paragon benefit, that doesn't really count as an action because I can have it strike immediately. So,
okay. Attack time.
Mm-hmm. With my extremely lowered attack value. 37. It's going to be a miss, I assume.
It is indeed. The 7 on the dice, 1, 2. Can you get them double digits on a... are you attacking again?
I don't have anything else I can really think to do at the moment, so... Does a 38 hit?
It does not. I'm sorry, Seth.
All right, cool. That was my turn.
Going down the line here. Different order. The second one was a 15. Dice would have maybe worked, but... Bartleby is next. Sharga is up and away attacking this thing. Seemed to be doing well. What would you like to do, Jabert?
Let's see here. I think that's going to do that. Okay, I can't do that. Oh, that's useful. Let's see. What's the range on this? Ow, touch. Dang it.
One over.
Kovic, are you scared?
Nah, man. I'm feeling great.
Okay, great. Okay.
Kovic has literally not been affected by anything so far.
I've got remove fear prepared. It's a great spell. It's a touch spell. So
special.
You know what I wish I had? Airwalk. Okay. Well, let's see. Do I have a? No, don't have any flying boots or anything. Okay. Good planning ahead, Jabert. It's touch as well. Wow. So much stuff is touch here.
What is it you say Bartleby does here for Inatech?
Right. I've got a lot of things that would potentially heal undead, which is not what I'm looking for typically.
You have stuff that fortitudes heals undead.
I mean, yeah, I've got like an innervate, which is not what you want to cast on undead. Yeah, that's more like a... But you know what I do have? I do have disrupt undead, which is something. That's a fortitude save. I don't think a dragon's going to cotton to that. But then again, what am I going to do? What else am I going to do?
It's undead. You can cast... heal on it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
if you're looking for a larger spell,
I'm not so much worried about it being like a larger spell. I'm like trying to think if there's something I can do that would target something other than fortitude.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, yeah. if how many actions would it take me on my turn to row the boat over to Sharga or something?
Really just the one with the appropriate check, but then you have to put down your...
Like drop your weapon, yeah.
Yeah, Jabert, do you want me to row Bartleby closer?
No, you know what? You know what? I think a healing spell is a good idea. I think a heal spell is a good idea. I will cast a heal spell upon that is a fortitude save for the dragon. So
you get to find out what its fortitude is.
Yeah, you get to figure that out. The DC is 40.
Fail.
All right.
Roll the 4 on the dice.
All right. Perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
Maybe you didn't find out too much information from that, but enough that low numbers, good for you.
As it happens. All right. Let's roll some D10s here. 120 points of positive.
I take it back. Are you sure you didn't want to heal Sharga for that amount? Oh, no, Jabert. Oh, you've made a terrible foe.
In that third action, dive under the water. Swim away.
Dive into its domain.
No. The next one, I'm going to throw up a shield. Put up a shield.
Yeah, you see tons of its bones cracking and splitting and a necrotic purple light kind of oozing out, kind of dripping like the acid. Seems to be dripping on Sharga. I guess I should have asked this. Aussie, does this thing take your mirror take potential area effect damage?
Yeah, I am effectively in both.
Oh, sorry, your internet connection got crunchy here. Sorry, you got crunchy there for a second.
I had a whole equipment failure, it looks like. All right, so I'll just leave a moment for that to breathe so it can be edited out.
So
Oz is effectively in both places at the same time.
Okay, sorry. So please make me a reflex save as well at the end of your turn, because you are within the miasma effect here.
I see.
I guess I was just thinking that was like some kind of little copy that couldn't possibly take damage.
Oh, no, it's just as vulnerable. It's not a safe option. It's just a tactical thing.
Okay.
38.
So that is a save, right?
Oh.
No, that is a fail. Sorry.
On a 12. Okay, cool.
Doot, 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 doot. 13 points of acid damage.
It shatters and deals 11 slashing damage.
Not all that is getting through to this guy, the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the mirror's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, because that will factor in, I guess, on his turn. Kovac next, though. Tyler, you...
We thwipping.
You've not taken any damage here.
Thwip the first.
Six on the dice.
Rerolling it.
Okay. First reroll.
Thwip. You scurvy dog. You nasty, salty dice.
Oh.
I curse you to the nine hells and whatever lies even below that.
Exact same number. Oh.
Thwip the second. 41. That might be okay.
That is also a miss. Goes right through where its wings would have been, right past its bony wings. It's a pretty good roll there too, 14, but second attack. Anything else you got?
Yeah, I'm going to free action, drop the crossbow. And then can I spend an action to row backwards? get me out of here.
You'd have to like...
I need more actions than that.
Yeah, no, I'll allow you to attempt here. Simple athletics check to quickly grab some oars and move backwards.
All right.
Very simple. Yeah. Yeah. You're just going straight back.
Straight back. Yeah.
All right, it's not going to save you from this guy, unfortunately. Charga, do you have an attack of opportunity?
Yes, I do.
Get to make it.
Yay. It's a 49 to hit.
The doc's here. That is a hit.
Right, that does 55 slashing damage.
Okay, it's really hurt as it raises up out of the water, a mix of seawater and acid dripping off of this thing as it flies over to the back of the boat.
I mean, I guess I also get an attack of opportunity for what it's worth.
Well, please go ahead and make it. It's flying right by you.
I'm going to roll like a 12 or higher, so.
You do. A success. That is a hit.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Well, enjoy 17 piercing damage, but it also counts as bludgeoning damage at the same time.
I was about to say, triggering some of that, but not all the damage going through then, right? No, all the damage going through because the weakness equals the resistance. I think we've talked about this, so pretty good.
Yeah, so like I'm taking advantage of its highest...
Almost always
weakness.
That
however, my
out.
Damage type does not change. In order to do breach defenses, I read up on it just to make sure I understood correctly. I would have to choose that over doing weakness, which
gotcha.
I don't think would be super beneficial.
Well, I mean, it's six in one hand, half dozen in the other here.
So,
right, this thing is just going to absolutely go ham on a Bartleby. You should have did Disrupt Undead. It would not have charged at you. I guess it's not charging. It is going to use its frenzy ability, move over and make some claw and horn strike. Three attacks in that order. Claw, 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 horn. Claw, claw, horn. Claw, claw, horn.
Oh. Claw, claw, horn. Yay! Claw, 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 horn.
They're really bad. They're bad rolls. What's Bartleby's armor class?
39 with my shield.
Shield might be saving you here. Shield might be saving you. Oh, claw. It's agile. Horn. Third attack. Yeah. I've rolled 2, 3, and a 12. These are three misses against Bartleby.
Wow.
The boat getting absolutely destroyed around you here. But...
For Asma's got my back. For Asma, take the wheel.
I was ready to roll some juicy damage dice as well.
Don't worry, Bartleby. We're rowing away on Kovic's turn again.
This is going forward this time.
Go.
I'm just gonna protect the cleric.
Sharga, we're back to you.
All right, Sharga sees this thing fly away from her. Is it up in the air at this point?
Yeah, it's like half on the dock that you guys, you know, launched from, and it is still flapping, so it's mostly buoyant. But you could reach it, you know, from walking distance, I imagine.
From the from the water surface.
Well, yeah, well, what is your speed?
Yeah, I mean, you can walk up into the air with airwalk, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
25 feet.
Well, yeah, well, it doesn't look like you'll be able to get there in one move.
Okay. Not sure there's anything I can do about that. Hold on.
I don't know. Do your wings give you more movement? I mean, it's kind of a wash if you have to make two move actions or activate your wings and then move.
No,
so.
It's equal to my land speed, so it doesn't gain me anything. Okay.
So wait, does air walking not give you, like, it's just your normal move speed also?
Yeah, it's just normal move speed, unfortunately. Wait, I think so. Is that right? Let me confirm that, actually. I think you mentioned
it. Just walk on air if it's so solid ground and, yeah, to a 45-degree angle.
All right, it is what it is. I'm going to move, I guess.
Doesn't
I guess
sound like it's fine.
If I have to go that far anyway, I might as well go to the opposite side of them and try to lure them away from my friends more. I have the movement for that. Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Yeah, so I'll go over here to this side of them.
Far side away from the boat. Yeah, it seems to be pretty focused on a Bartleby right now. Bouncing off that magic shield. Strike,
so I still get two strikes with my great axe. 40 to hit.
First roll is a miss. 9 on the dice.
Very sad. Okay. 44.
44 is a hit.
Oh, that's good. That's a 54 slashing damage.
Okay.
Doing meth, folks. This is the dangerous part of the show.
Yeah, well, I'm doing math. I am certain that it's still alive, though, unfortunately for you guys. But it is Ozzy's turn.
And there was much rejoicing.
Back to the top of the turn order.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm no longer frightened, right?
Yep, I've taken it off you and Oz.
Great.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should probably remove that status condition then. I'm going to create a clone again. By reflecting the mirror.
Right out of the water. If I put reflection. It
there, two squares east, does that still count as flanking with Sharga?
Oh yeah, most definitely. So long as you draw a line between two sides of a monster, you are flanking.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try this then. I have another obscure thing that whenever I'm flanking with somebody and I have an agile weapon, it gets the backstabber trait, which is such an amazing trait.
Mo damage.
That's a 2.
Mo helping.
Why did the dice rolled twice for me for some reason?
Oh, 2 on this first. Not gonna do.
Huh?
Evil flank a rune.
And that's a miss. And that's a miss. Okay, that's my turn.
Oh no. 38s here across the board. That's like what Tyler did. But worse, because he uses hero point. Less worse. Bartleby, back to you. This thing is bearing down on you. Big old claws striking at your magic shield. What would you like to do?
Did it attack Sharga when she ran at it?
You know for a fact it did not.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, can it please attack Sharga with a shield? Oh, no.
Wait, so took its attack of opportunity, right?
No.
No,
we did not. It's
not, not that time. When you first came up to it, yeah.
Very focused on a Bartleby.
How would the attack of opportunity work if I rode away?
You guys are both moving out of it.
So I'd have to pick.
Threatened square. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I think look at Govic and be like, row, man, row for your life. Row for both our lives.
But mostly me.
But mostly my life. And I'm about to hold my
turn. Hope he hasn't taken any damage this fight.
Yeah, and so I'm going to hold my turn until I have to row.
I'm going to use acrobatics to row through the dragon's face.
Yeah, you don't got to worry about that. I'm focused. Yeah. I got a little bite-sized nugget. That's a chicken nugget that's about to go down his throat.
Well, yeah, I imagine Kovic has the oars, and you know the dragon lands there, and he just hears Bartleby say, "Row!" He just he just rows like a mad orc.
Athletics check.
Oh Lord Almighty! 38.
Really looking for a one here. If you want to help out, all right. It is going to make meta attack against Bartleby. Biting Bartleby. Much better for the first attack this time. At least some damage going through.
Oh, that's a lot of D12s.
43 points of piercing damage. Ooh. And doot, 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 doot. 11 acid.
Okay. I've got a little acid resistance, so.
Not nice. But five, so. What do you want to do with your next two actions, Tyler?
Kovic is like, Kovic would shout out, how far? How far? How far?
Don't stop. Don't stop.
Okay. I'll spend another action rowing.
Out to the ocean. Out to the ocean.
Out to the ocean. We're going out to the ocean. Oh, whew, I rolled a two, but we make
it. Right. You get to about here and you're coming up against shoals. You're okay. The bottom of the boat's hitting some sand here. So not sure how much further you can go.
Oh no.
Okay.
I like that this little sea just has like 70 feet of water separating these two docks. The sea cavern. This boat is just for getting across a little bit of water.
Feels like they could have just used a bridge. Like maybe the boat was a temporary solution.
And yeah, these aren't docks. These are just
nobody just built beginning the bridge.
I want to know who the they is. Who built this with a dragon there? Like.
A bit pirate. Right? Well, that seems like a pirate thing to do.
That's probably what happened when they were building the bridge. They got about halfway out, and then the dragon ate them, and they were like, "Wow, guess we got to use the boat."
They
just keep building it,
so yeah, they can keep bringing boats here. But like every time they build the bridge, the dragon breaks it.
Yeah. The third action, Tyler. Is there anything you want to do?
I would. This is gonna take a minute.
Oh my god! Please skip it. Your third action. Please die.
Sorry, I have those like winged boots.
Uh-huh.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head if they're an action to activate?
Typically not.
Okay. So what I would like to do is just move between sort of Bartleby and the dragon.
Okay. You leaving your bow behind?
Well, it's bumping up against the shoals. I don't think I can row.
Your weapon.
Oh, yeah. I got the greatsword. I'll use that from here on out.
Then we are on to Bartleby.
Right. Okay. Okay. So I got this. I've made a mistake.
We rode too far?
We rode too far.
I thought so.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dang it.
I made a mistake. Let's see. Huh. Well,
you can hold action, hold your turn again. Wait for the dragon to get closer because it's going to get closer.
Ooh. Ooh, boy. What do I do? Oh, no. I can do this.
Stop Scooby doing this dragon bone dragon fight. And,
I'm Patrick. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's the most Scooby Doo thing that it's the most Scooby Doo spell of all.
Zoink, Scooby, get us out of here!
Like the only thing that can reach him is inevitable disaster.
No, don't.
I'm so sorry.
What's the save?
Fortitude. It's like a DC 40.
Oh yeah, nice. Sorry. It's not getting inevitable demise.
Let's see. Actually, yeah. It's basic save. Yeah. So, third action. Yeah.
You're like you're waving your magic at the stalactites above it. Like, come on, come on,
come on.
They're not budging. They are. They're hanging tight to the ceiling.
Tight.
Stalactite. That's why. That's where it got its name from, stalactites. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll dab, throw up a shield and then start praying to Phrasma.
Okey dokey. I think I gotta give you guys a chance to kill this thing because I want to use its real cool ability, which is it's going to try and charge and impale.
Oh, no. my tiny brittle bones.
So that's a shotgun and an Aussie attacks of opportunity.
You know what's funny is I actually forgot that I actually can do two attacks of opportunity.
Oh, no.
I get two reactions, and one can only be used for my implement.
Well, you should have rolled faster here because Rebecca's I think Sharga's got
it. Doesn't
this
matter.
One.
I'm gonna call it. Both of these attacks are misses anyway.
Oh no!
Oh, well, oh, one of them was a hit.
At the same time, not mirror, but full on Ozzy and Sharga both plunge their weapons into this thing's maybe shin bone, perhaps shoulder blade, and a massive cracking can be heard here as the bones begin to splinter and split across, and that necrotic purple haze shines from every orifice and crevasse of this thing's black magic skeletal structure. The discs of its spine begin to slip as it tries to fly forward, but kind of falls into the water, maybe like 10 feet short of where it's... I was trying to impale Bartleby with a charge. Impaling charge, where you literally just get skewered on its horn. It's such a cool ability.
Bartleby feels very smug to see it. So did he really fail that fortitude save, though? Did he really?
Oh.
Did he really, though?
It would have rolled a one on its attack, so probably would have been cool. I was about to say, see how smug you would have been. But yeah, as the last bits of the cohesion, the chronic cohesion that held this thing together begin to weaken and its bones fall back into the sea, the waves kind of rise up almost like they're greedily consuming this thing back to the bottom of this little cove once more. And it, yeah, you got a little bit of a purple light show underneath the water as it sucks the bones up. But we are out of combat, and you all level up to 19 as well.
Dude, that's how you do it. I leveled up by rowing a boat back and forth.
Tyler, MVP.
Tyler,
Kovic really played the team player here. And wow, yeah, you guys kept each other alive. Sharga helped keep everyone alive. Probably, absolutely.
Yeah. Ozzy swung his sword around a lot.
I mean, I shot two arrows and I was like, oh, forget this.
A lot of damage.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah, this victory brought to you by Sharga and Bartleby.
Yeah, no nonsense. Yeah. Sharga and Ozzy worked together in the end to bring it down.
Yeah. I'm not going to ever get over the high of rolling no ones and no twos on 18d6. Oh, I'm never matching that feat ever again.
That was crazy.
That was a disgusting amount.
That's why we play this game. I want to roll them high highs.
I'm going to be honest. I started this fight totally ready for Sharga to die, and I would have been fine with it because this was important for her, right?
Yeah,
this was her
character defining fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think this brings closure for her. Like she has felt all of this guilt and shame of running away from this incident that claimed all of her family, all of her crewmates at the time, and to be able to have that chance again, that second chance to not run away, to rather save and protect her friends, her new friends, her new crewmates, is, I think, very important to Sharga. And yeah, this was good. Good for her mental stability.
Did a hell of a job.
Yeah, and you are infused with power that you take away from beating yet another strong dragon. The shackles here to level up once more. We're going to talk about
Oz is going to slowly drift down onto the other dock and literally just lay down on his back like snow angel style. Arms out, legs spread, rapier and wand just on the ground on either side of him, just like,
how's Bartleby doing? Jaberta, you are
muted.
Oh, you're talking, but you were muted. Yes.
Sorry. Those were some pretty scary hits. Yeah. So, I mean, even with those three, I'm about bloodied. So,
Right. Well, you guys can rest up here and as you level, and we have a reunion of sorts next week, as indeed both A team and B team have found basically the same area.
Hooray.
And their reunion is a tale for another time here on Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Boo.
Everyone, thank you for playing with me.
Thank you,
Patrick.
Patreon pirates, freebie captains, everyone listening out there, thank you for sailing this week's episode with us, and we will catch you all in the next episode of Demon Roll Mo Crits.
Yar.
Yar.
Yar. Yar.